Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, who is it? Good morning, Jimmy.
Again, who is it?
All right. Good morning. Good morning. We have some fish to fry this morning. This is, let's see now. We back it up. This is just Tuesday. But I think yesterday I mentioned that I saw some FlightAware stuff that showed like the 20 American United States Air Force tankers heading east, which was, that was a wow moment when I saw those on a map. And some people say there's a NATO exercise that was regularly scheduled, but that may indeed be true. Last night when Trump ended his time at the G7, he didn't just run out the door. He said he was leaving and put the wheels in action for that. And then they had a group photo there in Canada. And then he went and had dinner with the G7 people from United Kingdom and Canada and other places. And then he got on Air Force One and was back at the White House during the night. And sometime he's going to meet with his National Security Council. I think they probably met and he had a secure call on the plane. What's going on over there? Well, I think they're just about ready to do what they're going to do. Now, you can see the media tensing up, and the media like CNN, they're starting to put stories out there like, here's one of them, unnamed source. However, U.S. intelligence assessments show Iran was not actively pursuing a nuclear weapon and was up to 3 years away from being able to produce and deliver one to a target. Well, that's interesting, you know, because every other person, it seems like, it said that they were real close to doing it. And so you don't know who to believe. Now, you hope that we have got people on the inside that tell us what the real truth are. Last night, Trump on Truth Social, this had to be a presidential first, told everybody in Tehran they need to get out of town. They need to evacuate now. Now, another leak that came out was from Macron, who is the leader of France. Supposedly, Trump told European leaders that discussions were underway to obtain a ceasefire between Israel and Iran. On his way home, Trump went back to say, that is not true. He never said that. And he also said Macron always gets it wrong. So we're in day five. The amount of people dead is ridiculously low. I don't know where they're getting these figures from. As much as everybody is blown up on stuff, 224 people have died in Iran, that's all? That sounds a little hard to believe. And 24 people in Israel, I don't know. I mean, maybe that's true with some people injured, but they had some people killed even overnight. They didn't have as many missiles coming in. They had dozens, and they did go into some towns outside of Tel Aviv, and they're still trying to figure out what all they did. But you can definitely see the forces lining up. You know, you see Trump has public. I don't doubt that they're constantly trying to work on some kind of peaceful agreement.
Well, that's the thing, he's given us a mixed message in the same speech as recently as yesterday, late yesterday. I see them working this out. I really do. But he said, but sometimes you just have to fight it out. So it seems to be he's preparing us for, I think I hear you suggesting.
He was talking about Ukraine. He wasn't talking about Israel.
He was talking about Ukraine.
On the fight it out stuff.
Too many wars.
We had so many things going on.
Yeah.
We had too many wars going on. But with this one, I mean, normally our presidents don't say anything. And we got a president here that, if anything, talks too much. And he is being very open about how things are going. But, I mean, have we ever seen a president that warned somebody on the other side, you better get out of town. We're coming. You know, because I think and I heard some other people, this first time I've heard this. All right, let's say we get this buster bomb, whatever it's called, to go in there. And someone said, takes two of them. Can't do it with one. You got to do it with one, and then you hit another one on top of that one to get to where you're going. All right, what they're trying to do is go way down in the ground and knock out the centrifuge that creates the material that makes the bomb. So there are a number of things you've got to do to be able to get that far down in the ground and cut the air sources and everything else that goes. It's a very elaborate deal. But people say, well, even if you killed the Ayatollah over there, it doesn't mean that they're going to all of a sudden all love us. It's not just him. You cut the head off the snake and they'll grow another head back. Genuinely, they don't like us. And so you've got people using Iran for different reasons, the Chinese, the Russians, and they're all for whatever Iran is doing. So,
well, give us some clarity on something, because I'm listening intently to what you're saying and wanting to understand it better. But I definitely heard yesterday Benjamin Netanyahu, from Israel, say, we had to do this. We had no option.
Yeah.
Because while everybody thinks they might get a nuke, and he said atom bomb, he said, we definitely confirmed that they already have at least seven, maybe he said nine, and that is intolerable. We're taking care of it now. Now, if these folks are backed in a corner and really do have seven or nine, they're not going to say, well, let's just not touch those, right?
Oh, right. I mean, there's a couple of things. Now, people that are against this, and you got to remember, I think Tucker Carlson is one of those. And I think even Marjorie Taylor Greene is one of those. They don't want to do this, whatever it is. So you've got the people who are anti-Israel don't want to do it. You've got some of the right-wing, and some people say they're all right-wing, but they're not, the extreme right side of the MAGA movement, which are two of the people that I just named. You've got people that don't like Israel in general, and they will tell you, and they can pull out recordings where Netanyahu said, even 10 years ago and a long time that they've almost got the bomb. We got to go. Has been saying this for years and years and years, that Iran was getting closer. Well, you would presume that Israel's got better and better and better intelligence that knows what's going on. They obviously know things well enough where they can go up in people's, find out the address for the guy that ran the Air Force and send a cruise missile or whatever they're shooting, up his chimney. So I don't know, but it sounds like they're going to try to go and get that mountain. And the only way they can get the mountain, by the way, Israel does not have, I think they do have some tankers. They do have plenty of fighter planes, including the best there are. They all got good fighters. And they've all got missiles on those fighters, but they're precision-guided missiles. They don't have that much boom in them. You got to get the really boom stuff. If you notice, they're knocking out an airplane. They're knocking out, something that's rather specific, in some cases a person. But then when you gonna really do some serious blowing up, you got to have bombers. They don't have any. We have them. We have them sitting right now in Diego Garcia in the middle of the Indian Ocean, B-1s and B-52s. We've got them further away in Guam. We may or may not have them sitting at one of the air bases in the United Kingdom. And we do have our tankers spread all over the theater. We got them everywhere. We got them in Rhein-Main Air Force Base in Frankfurt. We got them in several in UK. Got one in Spain. We got there's a Italian Air Force Base where we can put some stuff. But the bombers, they'll even fly from Nebraska, Olfut Air Force Base, if they want to use them. But the bunker buster bombs have to be done by us. And that is a whole other change in the ball game. And I think that's the only thing they could be talking about, is what we would be involved with. Now, we're also at a time, I'm sure we've got special forces in and around the country, and so does Mossad. We always got special forces people all over the place. They want to operate on something like this, on no moon situation or low moon. So we're a week away from the full moon, so it's a little darker, and they like that. And darker the better. So it could happen tonight, could happen toward the weekend. But I think Trump is gearing up all his people to get all the ducks in a row. Now, CNN, though, they're definitely, reading things into stuff. But I don't know if you can believe half of what, you read with them. I was reading something, I get this thing, five things from CNN every day. And they said, let's see, Blaise Meruel is the new head of technology and innovation teams and will become the chief of the Secret Intelligence Service in the fall of MI6. First time that a woman has led in history. So he said, for those of you fans of James Bond movies, that means Q just became M. Well, what an idiot. Q stands for quartermaster. That person wasn't leading the British Secret Service in the Bond movies. M was shorthand, MI6, they just took the M. That was the name of the guy that was the first intelligence director. His name was Miles Missouri. So they just picked it up with M, calling him M. And so these people, they don't even know what they're talking about when they're doing Bond quotes. So I'm a little leery of, when you read them, you've got to really read between the lines.
You spent a lot of time putting information together and studying this, so appreciate this. I confused something in passing yesterday, Donald Trump, with something he also was saying about the Ukraine as a for instance, but it's a lot coming together, and there's a lot of people trying to analyze it on the news channels I watch at night, and it's
you've got your, sometimes you get the usual suspects on there. I really was dialing around. I was trying not just to watch, Fox, and kind of just see what else the other people are doing.
Definitely.
And Anderson Cooper, and they have some good people on there, but then they've got people that are representing their point of view, particularly, and I don't even try MSNBC. News Nation is good and is getting better. I don't know if you ever sampled them. You ever checked them out?
Yeah, I'm not blown away. Well,
they're not up to the speed of, they're not up to the quality and speed of a CNN or Fox, but they've got some pretty decent people on there, but they're like a lot of people that have fled Fox and CNN, for that matter. They've got a little bit of everything over there, and CNBC is where they've hired from, but they're not terrible. The one that I never see, and I don't look at because I don't really know where they are, and I don't ever see them pop up, is Newsmax. Did you ever watch them?
Yep. Yeah, I watch them all. I mean,
What does Newsmax have? They're not. I don't know. I don't think they're definitely not in the running with
the
Fox or CNN or any of those other.
No, they're not. They say they're more. They pride themselves on finally just giving you the facts. But they have a lot of people that like Glenn Beck and all. Mario Cuomo's brother, Chris Cuomo.
Chris is on News Nation.
Oh, he's on News Nation. Never mind.
Yeah.
But these folks that are saying they're doing that, it's like, I don't know. It's like if you hired, somebody really partisan and said, hey, we're going to put somebody on here that's going to give you the facts and not a bunch of opinion. Well, just them telling you. You can't force but through a cynical filter. That's just my opinion.
Well, I think it's good. A lot of people don't want to try to watch everybody, but I do it, and then I get mad at one or the other, and and switch to the other one. But I do like to try to see what they're doing. They both, Fox and CNN, both people on the ground in Israel are very good. CNN seems to have more video that they can show from Tehran. And then everybody saw that anchor woman yesterday that was on the air. I guess you've seen it. She's on the air in Tehran when a rocket hits her building. And she scampers off to the side. It looked like a skit from Saturday Night Live. Mm. But if you didn't see it, you need to check that one out because that is quite something.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Now with page two, here's Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, you know, I know a lot of people just don't want to hear about all this potential for war, and it's confusing, and what is this all about, and the last thing they want to see us do is get involved in something. But the Iranian people, when we don't get to see nearly enough of it, when they're out on the street saying death to America, the great Satan, and showing you some of the pictures from Tehran, that really we ought to see more of. You would say, and then say, well, that's a long way away. Well, you saw what Ukraine did to Russia with those drones, and I think that's got everybody concerned everywhere. So they're trying to cut off whatever head of whatever snake that they can find, and Iran is a major troublemaker and has been for a long time. And I think, you know, again, unless you blow up that whole mountain, and they got pictures of that mountain, and do all the things you got to do with it, the only people that can do it is the United States with the bombs, B-2 bombers, B-52s. But that is a big step for us to do. But I don't think Iran can do it with fighter planes and shooting precision-guided rockets and things like that. Iran, the Israelis have already knocked out their stuff. You know, the government of the United States, we think that nuclear bombs or nuclear, some kind of whatever that can be, they could use as a delivery system. I don't know. It's going to be extremely controversial no matter which way it goes. And remember, you know, the Chinese, the Russians, and the Americans, and the British, and others who have nuclear weapons, we know that it's mutually assured destruction. What we don't know is when you have people like North Korea that has it, why we've been able to keep them in a box lately, I don't know. Because they haven't caused any trouble, if you've noticed. We haven't even heard them talked about lately. But these Iran folks, they're death to America, you know, whenever they've got a breath to give it. And so we can solve it during, I think it was kick the can down the road while they got further down the road. I don't think anybody believed they were really going to come and do anything. So we'll see. You have to have trust in your leadership. And we're going to find out, I think, in the next 48 hours, or no later than 4 or 5 days of something that's going on. So we'll buckle our seatbelts. And I know I'm going up to Virginia on Thursday, and I was going to go to Washington over the weekend. I don't know if I want to be there during that necessarily. And, Bob, if you're running over to the Louvre in Paris, they're having a strike today.
Well, apparently, they should be open again tomorrow. Apparently too many people are going there. And they can't handle the crowds, and the staff is overworked, and wow.
Yeah, the place isn't built. They cap it at 30,000 people a day, and they're having 45,000. And, you know, people are nasty.
You're a big fan of Paris. I've heard you say it many times.
I am a big fan of Paris.
You love that city. I've never been there, and frankly, not even on a... I mean,
well, you like Washington D.C., right?
Well, no, I mean Dublin, Texas is more on my list than either one of those.
Well, actually, Washington D.C. was designed by a Frenchman, L'Enfant.
L'Enfant, yeah.
Yeah, and when you look at the layout of Washington D.C., and I've spent so much time there, you go to Paris, you can say, "Oh, well, I see where they got that from," you know. And it's just I don't necessarily get along with the French necessarily, but it's just a beautiful place. I can't stand their food. But I can always find spaghetti. But I just love the place, and I love art, and I love the beauty of it. The photography aspect of it is just great, and it's just a beautiful place. But like going up northeast where I'm going this weekend, and then I'll be there next week, man, the heat index is going to be over 100 every day. Now, it's bad. The heat index over 100 in Austin or Houston is bad. It's bad. It's really bad up there. They don't know how to deal with it. They don't have air conditioning that's kind of set up for that. So I don't know. It's going to have something to do with how I do that. But that's where I'll be reporting from some God knows where next week. It's a work in progress. But I do know I'm going to be in studio July, what did I tell you, the 11th? Yeah. So I'm coming.
Yeah. Coming to town, so... We got to get it.
Do the whole thing. Watch you work. I want to see how you do it in your facility.
I think you'll like our new studios. We've been here at, you know, it'd be next week, Eric and Jimmy. Next Tuesday, I believe. Yeah, 1 week from today, it will mark 1 year that Eric and Bob came on here at 95.9. And announced we would have Jimmy Carter soon.
Eventually.
That took another month while we found that kind of money. It's going to cost you a lot of money this time.
Yeah,
I was just remembering that. But by golly, nothing could be more fruitful, productive, and has given us a everlasting, continued, dedicated, motivated, exciting, and inspired partnership.
Wow.
Hand in hand, side by side,
wow,
we stand with Jimmy Carter and everything
he
means to America today.
Wow. We are the world.
Good night.
We are
good night and good luck.
We are the ones that make a brighter day.
See you tomorrow, Jimmy Carter.
Thanks, Jimmy. It's a choice you're making. Should we make a better day? Just you and me. And he hung up.
What's the next line? We are the world. There you go. It's that easy. And we are grateful and thankful also to Crestview RV, Jim Swartner, Swartner Farms and Ranches. Speaking of Premier, premier purveyor of cattle in all of the United States and I believe America. That's right. More cows are bought and sold daily by those ranches of Jim Swartner than any other place in America. They know cows, and it's right there in Wilco, Williamson County. And also Crestview RV, Mike Regan and his good staff, great staff, including their longtime local owner, Scott Loheed. 806, Eric and Bob back in a minute.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.